good evening and welcome to the Fans Phone In. Let's have your post-match reaction. And it's 5 games in 16 days, a real baptism of fire for Dean Wilkins. Anyway, Herb is leaving the ground, 08459 570057. Good evening, Herb.
Hi, Harty, how are you?
Well, I've had better days, but you've got a long, long journey, mate, so far away. What did you think?
Yeah, I've got a few points to make. Firstly, I did question the decision to give his duties at the time, and I think today has proven why, because, I mean, I'm not being funny or anything, but why Sam Rentz is an untried, untested left-back in this league. We've got Mayo, he's probably a capable left-back, so why is Rentz coming on wide left in place of Frutos? That's one question I want to ask. But Jake Robinson, who's, in my opinion, has been one of our better players this season, he's second top scorer now, I believe, because Revel got his third today. So why is Robinson not even involved on the bench? That's one point I'd like to make. The second point is McGee, lost 3 games in a row, relieved of his duties. Will the same happen to Wilkins? Because we've got to keep standards.
Yeah, are you advocating now, Herb? Are you coming on here and saying you still don't think Mark McGee should have been sacked?
I honestly believe that, yes, we've lost 3 in a row, but every great manager loses 3 games in a row at some point. I honestly believe that Mr. McGee was the man who could have taken us up. He's got a proven track record in this division, not only with us, with Reading, with Millwall. I believe if he had been in charge, yes, we would have gone through bad times this season, but I still believe he would have got us up, as opposed to Wilkins, who's untried, untested. I don't think... I appreciate what he's done for the club. He's a very good coach. There's no doubt in that. But, you know, you have to question, is it right for him to make the step up now without, you know, having any previous... Obviously, AD Boothroyd, maybe that's a one-off. I don't think Wilkins has got what it takes to manage this club.
So come on then, Herb. If not him, then who?
Well, that's the question, isn't it, really? I mean, I honestly... Well, there's a few candidates out there. I mean, Kevin Keegan, obviously, that's probably slightly unrealistic. But,
there's more chance of Kevin Spacey being the manager of Brighton & Hove Albion. I mean, I heard that.
You're taking the Michael now, aren't you? You're taking the Michael.
No, Herb, but I had a text on the day that Mark McGee went, and I had a text from someone, and I won't embarrass him, who is in the know, and he said, Dick Knight wants Kevin Keegan. Dick Knight has targeted Kevin Keegan. Put your money on Kevin Keegan. And when I phoned him to get the odds, even a bookie laughed at me, Herb. The problem is that we're not at the Goldstone now. We can't get the 18,000-20,000s when we're doing well. And we've been very, very lucky. We've had some quality managers come. I think what we're going to have now, next time, if we don't go for Dean Wilkins, and I'm not necessarily saying we shouldn't go for him, I'd be very surprised if Dick Knight gets us a big name. And they don't come much bigger than Kevin Keegan.
I agree with you here, Harty, but the thing is, I mean, when we got Mickey Adams, he wasn't really a big name. He'd done well with Fulham, but we really launched his managerial career. It wasn't the same with Peter Taylor, it wasn't the same with Coppell. McGee had a few, you know, rough patches, hadn't he, before he joined us, so he did well with us. And in honesty, I think the way that Bournemouth came and played against us, I think we should be looking at someone, you know, the calibre. Stuart Murdoch did very, very well with Wimbledon, there's no doubt in that. And obviously, he was always going to struggle with the issues about the, you know, the grand move and all that. And I think that he's a local boy, isn't he? He lives in Shoreham. I think Stuart Murdoch could well do a job for us.
Well, Herb, thank you.